Pen's stomach spasmed. Mother? Greta put her clenched fists to her lips. It's no good thinking Erasmus will turn up here like a pantomime villain demanding I marry him. If he did, we'd kick him down the stairs and laugh about it, but that isn't how it'll be. Erasmus will oil in here and say, I don't know, your mother is very ill and she wants to see you. You're making her ill, you're making her suffer. If you don't come back, she'll be sorry. Her voice caught Erasmus's accent and tone all too well. Pen's whole chest was hurting now. The ache of remembered, constant childhood fear. He'll make everything our fault and talk about mother. We can't go back and we won't, whatever he says.
No,
Greta said.
But he'll say it and say it and say it.
Pen grabbed his chair, pulling it round so they sat close. Whatever he says will be awful, so we mustn't listen, that's all. And look, he hasn't found us, and who's to say he can? We're not repentance and regret Godfrey, and we never have been, not in London. Greta's hand found his.
No repentance, no regret.
Pen squeezed it and echoed the motto that had sustained them since childhood. No repentance, no regret.
And no potters,
Greta added, putting firmness in her voice.
What do they want, for heaven's sake?